I think that was it. That was Frank Zappa's Wolf Hour. Wolf Hour? Wolf Harbor, 1993. That's a cut from Dance Me This, Zappa's last creation, just released. And we're going to talk about it. This is a Zappa portion of the show. And I just want to see if Corbin wants to say something. Where's Corbin? Is this Corbin? Is that you, Corbin? Corbin, is that you? Well, doesn't seem like it. Okay. Is that you, Corbin? This other number?
Yeah.
Corbin,
that's me.
All right. I'm waiting for Roxana to get ready. I don't know if she's ready. Are you ready, Roxana?
Yes, I'm here.
Bob, you didn't hear me or what?
What? What'd you say, Corbin?
You didn't hear me or what? That was called Wolf Harbor. That was really interesting. That was a very cool piece. Very interesting.
Yeah, this is Zappa's last work before he took off. In 1993, we're going to discuss it. Have you ever heard of Ben Watson?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he did the book on Zappa, Dialectics
of Poodle Play.
Yeah, Negative Dialectics of Poodle Play, which it was the first book to jump on the bandwagon right after Zappa died. It came out in 1994. He'd been working on it for years. He had visited Frank a couple months before Frank died. Got a Gail, I think he had sent the manuscript to them, so he wanted to discuss it with them before it got published, and Zappa liked it, found it odd, but he actually wanted to record it. Maybe he did record Ben reading from it, some of it, just like he took my and Bob Marshall's interview with him and wanted to release that, but then Frank passed on, so I don't know what happened to that recording of Ben reading. But are you there, audible, Roxy?
Yes.
No, that's too low, very low. I can hardly hear you.
Yes.
That's a little better. Okay, let's see. So I'm going to play another piece for you, Corbin, since you haven't heard this. It's called Dance Me This is the name of the album. And since you like that, let's see what else we got here. Got to move this thing up gently. Here's one. Pachuca Gavotte.
Thank you.
proxy. Oh, what is Frank getting out of that? Pretty simple. What do you think? Is it the other sounds that are interesting for you? The other sounds in the besides the mono beat.
Well, maybe it sounds like etudes. Like maybe he was learning to use the Sinclair and he was just experimenting with different features.
Hmm. I don't.
That's my impression.
I can't see him releasing something he's experimenting with. You know, he's had the clavier for Sinclair for about 7 or 8 years at this point. But what do you think, Corbin? Is there something learning going on here by Frank? Corbin. Okay, make your phone better. What?
Who are you Corbin. Asking?
You.
Yeah, who
I'm
are
asking.
You asking?
You, Corbin. I'm asking you. I'm including you
yeah,
on the topic.
To me, that
you
it had a really cool groove. It was an odd meter time. The accent was on the upbeat, but it didn't sound complete. It you know. Sounded like it was missing a track or two. But usually, if I don't like something the first time I hear it, sometimes it'll grow on me. So,
yes, well, that happened a lot with Zappa.
Because I think it's something you may use to comment, for example, on some type of cartoons or type of video, some type of.
Okay, now make your mic a little better.
Yeah, like a gavotte is more like a dance piece.
Yeah.
For example, I was imagining.
You got to fix your mic. You've got blurry. You got to make it really perfect.
I was imagining like a pachuco walking.
Okay.
Like,
so it's a Mexican zoot suiter walking.
I don't know why I was imagining that. So
well,
that makes me think it's more like soundtrack music. And there are a lot of little effects on the background, like in a cartoon. Maybe he was trying to make like a audio cartoon.
Okay. All right. Now, Leon says, this sounds like my beats, Bobby. Apparently, Leon makes stuff. He says it sounds like his Zappa was tuned into the young kids, what they were into. Years of growing up on commercials, I mean, cartoons, makes them think this kind of music is good. Yes, maybe just a little cartoon. So let's play Dance Me This, which is the name of the album. See what this is.
Yeah.
Now that makes sense. That was good.
Yes, this is very interesting because of the overtone singing.
Yes.
On top.
Now that's the
That wonderful guitar.
Right. His guitar always adds great stuff.
That was sound poem. That was a sound poem. I loved how the guitar riff went into this sort of Irish flute thing as he was giving the guitar string some vibrato. And then it went into this Irish flute thing. But what I will say, keep in mind that at the time this was released, Zappa was working with the synclavier. Since then, the synclavier is now obsolete. I mean, it's not that it can't do things. It's excellent for soundtracks and the kind of music Zappa was heading in, the direction he's heading in. But they've come, like, leaps and bounds, I mean, miles ahead of what that technology. I mean, it's hard to imagine what Zappa would be up to with today's technology.
Right. That's the point. What would he do? Holy shit. If you're saying it's thousands of years ahead of 93, then what would he do? Go ahead, Roxy.
Yes. What we now call fusion music.
What? You know, no. Speak louder and clear. Make sure your mic is right in the exact spot, because we're missing your words.
What we call fusion music?
Fusion.
I think he was a big innovator in that sense, because when we think about the whole genesis of the technologies to replay, the music to record and replay, we have to think that in the past, people will have, for example, to go to an opera several times to remember the song, to learn it, and then maybe sing it if they could play the piano or by the music.
Right.
They will then reproduce it themselves. But until the 19th century, there was no real way of reproducing. And that is in a time where one starts to have access to everything, like in the Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah.
The whole sound of the whole planet playing at once, like this big, big, big composition.
Right.
And it's amazing, for example, that for centuries the work of many famous composers was lost. Only a very select elite might know about these people, or not even some composers were rediscovered in modern times, and now we have the possibility of listening to all ages with the recordings of the record industry, and it's the beginning of media's broadcasting many things from all these documentaries, many people going into many different tribes and record, and so musicians have a wider access to new sounds, to other cultures, other types of musical thinking that is not only the Western harmony, like, for example, with the Beatles, Indian music became famous, but before, even in India, this type of music will be only learned by a very small group of people.
Mm.
And, for example, Ravi Shankar made that, like, he sort of broke the tradition and start teaching somebody who is not part of that, like
Lydia
Harrison. And yes, before it was a very complicated process. It will take many years. You have to serve a teacher before he will accept you as a student.
Right.
You have to be like his servant during the training, and and he broke that.
By letting people learn it without them being a house domestic servant for a long time.
Yes, foreigners and...
What'd you say?
And
a nurse?
Foreigners.
Foreigners. Foreigners.
Yeah, foreigners.
Well, you
so,
learned...
Papa,
now, let me ask you this. You learned, you know, there's a photo of you a few years ago, since Ion, playing with this Indian guy, Asian Indian. What you learned from him would have been not available to you before.
No, because, for example, he would tell me, he's around 60, I think, and he would tell me how it was as he was a kid. The training was really, really hard. Like, he would have to memorize everything. In that tradition, they cannot tape music, but because of improvisation.
Okay, a little louder, a little louder. You said they cannot tape music? That's what it sounded like, but I don't think you said
no,
that.
No, they cannot tape music.
They can't date it.
No, they can. They can write the music down. They can. They have.
Oh.
But in their tradition, it's very important that you learn everything, that you don't read.
Wow.
And in our tradition, it's like, I could read music. So I was used to read music as a kid because I played the violin.
Right.
Then for me, it was sort of weird to have to learn everything if you can read it. But because they improvise a lot, everything has to be learned like that. Was taken to a temple to practice there, and maybe they would leave him dead all day and won't give them any food or anything.
Are you saying the little kid? The kid would be taken to the temple?
Yes, and sometimes he will even be beaten with the bamboo. Or the kids become really virtuosic. Because it's so hard.
Virtuosity.
Like, if I don't play this right, I won't eat. So.
Wow. Well, and you're saying you were the
it's
first.
It's a really competitive environment and really good people practicing like that.
Like, so, and you said you were allowed to read. Is that what you said?
No, he will get angry because I. I usually will start reading. Sometimes I didn't learn things I had to play.
And you would dare play and read it in front of them?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's your nature, isn't it? You ain't going to follow anybody's rules. You hear that, Corbin? She goes into the sacred Indian Rabbi Shankar world and reads right in front of them. Well,
and then it's also, for example, these traditions are part of religion.
Yes.
So that's maybe the thing that made them stay isolated.
Yeah.
Because, for example, one learns at the beginning a lot of songs that are like prayers. Because it's like all devils, all gods are like possibilities humans have. And you can like choose which to activate. So in these prayers you say, I want to have the beauty of this goddess. I want to have the intelligence of this.
Okay, fix your mic, Roxy. You're really crummy today. Let's fix this mic. What are you doing with it? You've been clearer before. Make it really do something.
Trying to go what? Deep down, Bobby. Deep down in that microphone. Roxy, how deep down does that microphone go?
So you do this type of singing and prayers.
Now, that's clear. That's clear, Roxy. So what was your last sentence?